that's really disappointing. I thought, you know, people have to understand we've been in isolation for 4 weeks out of the last five. We've had three training sessions since mid-October. So it's always going to be a huge ask to come here, and Sligo are doing great under Liam, and it's a really hard place to come and play. But I thought our players were magnificent tonight. You know, we're the crossbar away from of winning the game in normal time. Stephen Mullins got a great chance to see Ed McGinty, who was outstanding on the night, has saved. But look, the penalties weren't of the highest standard, we'll admit that. But disappointing, surely, because we felt that, you know, getting to the semi-final, anybody can win a semi-final, even though it's away to the champions. But real disappointing, but at the same time, full credit to Sligo. They dug in the game and they've had a magnificent season.
At the end of the 90, did you feel like you should have won it in the 90?
I thought we were a team that really played a lot of the attacking football. I thought, obviously, you know, when you have people like Coughlin and Junior and, you know, players of that ilk, they're always going to have chances in the game. But I thought on the back of what we've suffered as a team in terms of our ability to prepare for the game, I thought we were very good. I thought some of the football we played were excellent. It was a brilliant night for a game, let's be honest. It's not a winter's night at all. The pitch was beautiful. It was two teams trying to play. So it's really disappointing. But look, good luck to Sligo and wish him well.
Just how difficult have the last number of weeks been?
It's been horrendous. It's been horrendous in terms of trying to achieve something. You know, we had two training sessions before we played Shamrock Rovers on their second last game. One of those was after the game down in Cork. We played the two games in 2 days, and then we went straight on the lockdown again. Or you know, we were restricted that we couldn't come out of our homes. So, you know, mentally for the players, it was really difficult. You know, you can do all you want in your kitchen, your living room, but, you know, preparing for a cup quarter final was always going to be extremely difficult. And, you know, we won session yesterday. I think the players gave a magnificent effort tonight in terms of trying to get through to the semi. And look, we just came up short by a couple of penalty kicks. But at the end of the day, I can't fault one iota of the players tonight.
And how do you look back on the season overall, Declan?
Not good enough. Got to be better. We've got to have more ones under our belt. But what I would say is, with the exception of potentially Shamrock Rovers and Bohemians, it's very, very much of a likeness in terms of right throughout the team. You know, I think a magnitude of clubs could have finished where Sligo have finished, and full credit to Sligo, they deserve it because they came back and showed great appetite after a break. But I think it was very little between all the teams this year, and the one team that went on a few runs was always going to try and achieve that fourth place. But I think from a league's point of view, you know, it's got to get better. I think the 18 games, it's extremely harsh in Cork and Shelburne that there was any relegation. I think it's extremely, I know Liam has said that, and I think it was extremely harsh on them because it's been an absolute crazy season. I think football in Ireland has really lacked emotion this year. I think individually, collectively as teams, it's nothing without fans. It's really nothing. Like coming here tonight, this place is normally rocking. The noise from the showgrounds, you know, the noise in the Brandywell, the noise going to Daly Mount, it's just really been lacking. And, you know, I think that's transferred onto a lot of performances over the course of the season.